Inc. is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Yeah, we're live this weekend. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you took some time out on Thursday. And for all of you who had to work on Thursday, I hope you found another time to take some time and to realize just how dramatically the world has changed. Now, we still don't get me wrong. We still got a whole boatload of problems. But what I noticed, I took the week off. What I noticed over the past 6 days, since last Saturday, is a difference in attitude. And attitude, you know, showing up is most of life, just showing up. And from there, it depends on, you know, incremental talent. You don't have to be the most talented person in the world, but as long as you show up, do the very best that you can and take on whatever life throws at you with a really good attitude, an attitude that says, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be Pollyannish here, because when the crap hits the fan, and Lord knows I've had a lot of crap thrown at me in my life, when the crap hits the fan and you realize, yeah, this is crap and it really is crappy and, you know, this really is lousy and I hate it, but boom, I'm going to keep moving. As long as you keep moving, whether in the literal sense or in the metaphysical sense, whatever it is, as long as you keep moving, put your head down and just burrow forward, just keep moving, you'll eventually come out the other side. Everybody does. Now, there are some things in life that are not so much. You have terminal brain cancer on the way in. I don't know. Where was I? Somebody was telling a story about a friend on the radio on the way in about someone who had terminal brain cancer. But the point of the story was not so much that he had terminal brain cancer, but it was how he approached his whatever remaining days he had. He knew he was going to die. As we all know, we are all at some point going to die. But it was his approach to those final 2 or 3 weeks that his friends were describing, about how he approached those final 2 or 3 weeks. And I thought, I mean, first of all, it was an inspirational story, because it was like, I accept that I'm in this pile of crap, brain cancer, and I accept that it is going to kill me. So what am I going to do between now and the point when it kills me? Well, I'm going to live my life as fully as I can. I'm going to do as much as I can physically, which was not apparently based on the story I was hearing. He couldn't do that much physically, but he was able to, just in those who would show up to just be with him, was an inspiration to those around him. Every single one of us has the ability to do that. And I think what we're seeing, hang with me here, we're going to jump from brain cancer to Donald Trump. I think what we're seeing is, and it does worry me, don't get me wrong, this is why I say I'm not trying to be Pollyannish here. The very fact of just Trump's election has already changed so many different things. Another thing I heard over the week that I was off was how Democrats have come to the realization that they really effed up the border. Now, you and I have known that for years. Well, actually, we've known it for decades. But in their overreach, and I would say it was a combination of two things. It was overreach by the Democrats themselves, and it was the absolute absence of a leader in the White House to do anything about it, to either recognize it or to have the brain power, to have the presence of mind, to do anything to recognize, you know what, maybe we've taken this a little too far, and maybe I need to try to figure out some way to reel this back in a little bit, you know, and to hell with the political consequences. He could not even do that, which is stunning, absolutely stunning. And for the Democrats to now start talking about, you know, in hindsight, well, Shazam, maybe we kind of screwed that up, is good news. Now, look, I want the Democrats to continue to be as stupid as they were in the past election. I hope they're that stupid in future elections, too. But there's also a part of me that hopes that they at least learn something, because that means we have a chance that there might be some Democrats that will recognize that, hey, you know, our capitulation to this far-left Marxist wing of the party has gone too far, and maybe we need to try to move back to the center. Well, as they move to the center and we move to the right, if you go back to my example, I've always used of Peggy Noonan's ruler of 6 inches being the middle, moderate, and if we can somehow start moving them back towards 6 inches as we move toward 8, 9, 10, 12 inches, then that means that the country as a whole has, and the election tells us that indeed the country did move to the right. Overall, generally, the country moved to the right. Now, that's a small victory, but that's not winning the war. That's just a small, we won one battle back on November 5, and so now 25 days later, we're still all assessing what happened and what didn't happen, and we're all now looking at what we're going to do going forward. So that's what I did over a lot of the vacation, over the past 6 days, was I collected a bunch of stories, I read a bunch of things that you may have heard other talk show hosts talk about, but you haven't heard what I think about it. And you haven't heard what I think that you ought to think about some of these stories. And so I want to start off with one that has to do with the FBI. The FBI, what does that have to do with anything? For, I don't know, I forget how long I did it, but I was an adjunct professor of law at the University of Denver School of Law. And during that, I taught one course. Every semester I taught one course. And it was the Patriot Act. And the very first semester and the very first course, I remember there were maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 students in the class. And I walked in. They all took their positions, threw their laptops open. And I think they were ready. They obviously read my bio. And they were probably expecting, okay, we thought this might be interesting. We're going to take this class from a guy who was there when they passed the Patriot Act, and we're going to hear all about how great it is and why we needed to do all the things we needed to do. And so, and I forget what clause I pulled out, but I pulled some clause of the Patriot Act out and started the lecture something along these lines. Clause so-and-so says blah, 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 whatever blah, blah, blah was. And I said, let me tell you what that's done. That little section right there was the very beginning of what at some point in the future we will refer to the beginning of the security state. That we will see that we crossed the line in protecting civil liberties, and all in the name of security, all of it because of what happened on 9/11 and Congress and the Bush administration all feeling like they needed to be doing something to protect Americans, we adopted the Patriot Act, and we absolutely started eviscerating civil liberties and civil rights. I had their attention because it was the complete opposite, I think, about what they were expecting to hear about my take on the Patriot Act. And the same is true with the FBI. Holman Jenkins, who is a great writer over at the Wall Street Journal, editorial page, he's one of the members of the editorial board, wrote an editorial back, this has been 4 or 5 days, at the beginning of my vacation. Democrats need FBI reform too. The subhead on this article says the collusion and laptop hoaxes were Americans' Siloviki protecting their power. Siloviki is a kind of a Eastern European Russian term for lack of a better term, useful idiot. Useful idiots. And I want to walk through this opinion piece because Holman Jenkins is right when he writes, Democrats need to come to terms not only with their lawfare failures against Donald Trump, they need to recognize their stake in cleaning up the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Why would we pinpoint the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Because much like the Patriot Act, the FBI has gone so far off the deep end, so lost track of what their job is, that one of the things that Donald Trump needs to do is to fire Christopher Wray and replace Christopher Wray, the current director, even though his term's not up, fire him anyway, let the fight begin, and maybe dismantle the FBI. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. If in case you've forgotten, you can always send me a text message, question or comment, doesn't make any difference. The number on your message app to use is 33103. 33103. Start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Why should and how do we tear down the FBI next?
Have you ever stressed over cooking meat, chicken, or fish to just the right temperature? You're not alone. Each year, millions of meals are undercooked or overcooked, leading to potential health risks or dry, tasteless dishes. Many people aren't even sure what safe cooking temperatures really are. Introducing Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. With Chef IQ Sense, you'll know exactly when your meat, poultry, or fish has reached the USDA recommended temperature for safe, delicious results. No hovering, no worrying. The Chef IQ app guides you step by step. Simply set your desired doneness or select from our pre-selected USDA recommendations, and Chef IQ Sense's 4 precision sensors monitor the internal and ambient temperature, alerting you when it's time to flip or remove from heat. Cooking has never been this safe or easy. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at your local Costco or visit chefiq.com to make every meal a masterpiece.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget to follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now, at Michael Brown USA. And then don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Whatever one you use doesn't make any difference. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. This Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, and that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend program, so you get all the Michael Browns you need. So let's start with the FBI. So the Wall Street Journal's editorial writes that the eternal problem of intelligence agencies, empowered to classify information to hide it from America's enemies, but they can hide their own misdeeds and all their blunders from the American public, too. For example, using objectively false, and those are the words of the Department of Justice Inspector General, and likely using fabricated Russian intelligence, all as a pretext for improper actions in the Hillary Clinton email case, which they write may have bumblingly elected Mr. Trump back in 2016. Terry McAuliffe, a Clinton loyalist, former Democrat Party chief, and then Virginia governor, asked the right questions in the aftermath of that fiasco. Remember that? Remember when James Comey came out and said that Hillary Clinton did violate the law and that maybe she didn't violate the law, flip-flop back and forth just before the election back in 2016? I know that's like ancient history, but it's important to remember, because the question that Terry McAuliffe asked was the right question. Who fabricated an apparently fake email exchange between a liberal activist and Democratic Party official, which was then cited in some kind of Russian document, in the FBI's attempt to go after Donald Trump and General Flynn and everybody else in that first administration? Terry McAuliffe asked this, the journal writes, in what cubicle in Moscow, and with the help of which treasonous Americans, was this fraud perpetrated to spoof then FBI Chief James Comey in his chaotic election-changing actions? And the journal says we've learned one thing since 2017, and that is pretty simple. The Russians perhaps were not involved at all. Mr. Comey may have seized on some flotsam from the Internet, handed over by Dutch intelligence, to justify actions designed to fix the Clinton email problem. But here's the money quote from the editorial. A pattern was born. And Democrats shouldn't overinterpret the fact that they benefited from the follow-on actions. Using false Russian intelligence in the form of the Steele dossier, the FBI sought to trammel the president it had just helped elect. Using false claims about Russian intelligence, it tried to stop his reelection and assure Joe Biden's victory in 2020 by promoting the laptop lie. We now know, thanks to reporting from Miranda Devine and the New York Post and others, that that's precisely what they were doing. The FBI was engaged in election interference. It's kind of the first, it's almost the tip of the spear of the lawfare against Donald Trump. And it was being perpetrated by, and don't laugh when I use the phrase, America's premier law enforcement agency. Either they're really, really stupid, which would argue for their demise, or they were complicit and knew exactly what they were doing, which argues for their demise. Which brings this to the conclusion that the FBI needs to be dismantled. Well, how do you go about doing that? And what's it going to take for Donald Trump to literally change the culture of the FBI? Well, it's more than just changing the FBI director. More than that has to be done. Go back to the Wall Street Journal for just a moment. In speaking directly to the Democrats, Holman Jenkins writes this, "Democrats, these actions weren't in loyalty to your interests, but were aimed at protecting the FBI, at keeping the world friendly to the intelligence community's current institutional structure and membership. If not for the collusion and misdirection, Mr. Comey's original catastrophic 2016 meddling would have been the scandal of the century. A bipartisan Congress would have said never again and enacted the clearly indicated legislative reform." And this is the money quote. "Strip the FBI of its counterintelligence mission, which it abused to make itself a rogue actor in presidential politics." You know, I think that may be, I didn't go on LexisNexis to confirm it, but that may be the one and only time that I've heard any mainstream newspaper, broadcast television outlet, network, anybody else pinpoint precisely the problem. And that's the FBI's involvement in counterintelligence on domestic soil. And that gets us back to the Patriot Act. Because that's the genesis of exactly how we got to this point. So if you go all the way back to 2001, and you look at the Patriot Act, and you see that, Congress needs to create within the FBI a counterintelligence division so they can literally spy on Americans. I seem to remember some pesky Fourth Amendment clause about, no unreasonable searches and reasonable searches and seizures, and that has to be accompanied by a warrant. So they created the FISA Court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, where organizations like the FBI, who now have a counterintelligence function, could go and seek from members of this FISA Court, who are taken from federal judges around the country. They sit in a court as the FISA Court. And they approve warrants to go spy on Americans. How do you think we got to where we are today? And so now, how do you think it's going to be to unwind all of this? When you think about them being able to use counterintelligence and play off that to protect Hunter Biden, and at the same time protecting Hunter Biden, go after Donald Trump, all of which, influences an election? Yes, strip them of counterintelligence. So I read that, and I wrote about what needs to be done. That's next. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit, and I'm coming to you with an urgent message. In America, a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. Police response times have doubled, and if you dare defend yourself, our twisted legal system will probably put you behind bars while the criminal walks free. With the elections coming up, the USCCA has decided to give away a free concealed carry and family defense guide that's packed with insider tips and expert advice on safeguarding your home against potential threats. And they're giving away 6 chances to win $1,700 to invest in the self-defense or prepping equipment of your choice. Over 800,000 Americans who want to take responsibility for their family safety trust the USCCA to prepare them for the before, during, and after of a self-defense incident. So if you're serious about protecting your loved ones in today's world, text SAFE to 87222 to get your free guide and a chance to win $1,700 to buy the gear you need. Text SAFE to 87222 right now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I certainly appreciate you tuning in. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. If you're new to the program and you're trying to find how to listen, well, the easiest way to listen is just download the free-to-you iHeartRadio app and search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. Or if you want to listen to the weekday program also, that's on a station 630 KHOW in Denver, 630 KHOW. That's in Denver. And you can listen to that Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, plus the weekend program. And don't forget, you can always send me a text message. On your message app, the number is 33103. Just tell me anything, ask me anything, start your message with the word Mike and or Michael, either one. Doesn't make any difference. So one of the stories that caught my attention was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, during the week, about Trump needs to dismantle the FBI. The headline was, Democrats need FBI reform too. The collusion and laptop hoaxes were America's Slavoki protecting their power, their useful idiot moment, protecting their own power. And that's exactly what, I mean, they were doing two things. I would disagree with Holman Jenkins about one kind of minute but yet important point. Not only was the FBI trying to protect themselves, but they were also, this goes all the way back to 2016, 2017, they were also trying to interfere in an election. And as I said before the break, that really was the beginning of the lawfare against Donald Trump. But for me, it goes way beyond just the lawfare against Donald Trump. It goes back to the enactment of the Patriot Act and the creation of a counterintelligence unit within the FBI that allows it to spy on Americans. Now, I keep using the word spy because the FBI is a law enforcement unit. They're just kind of like a national police force. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, police forces, not many, but some, most notably the NYPD, the New York Police Department, has its own intelligence unit. And they created that post 9/11 on their own. Nobody asked them, feds didn't ask them to do it. But they knew that they needed their own intel, but they don't operate really much in terms of counterintelligence. They operate more in just trying to make sure they have all the intel they can about any threats against New York, specifically New York City, but also the greater New York area, that they can use in terms of law enforcement. Counterintelligence is much different than that. Counterintelligence is where you're actually spying on your subjects in hopes of creating, in this case, they were using it to create false narratives about the laptop. Counterintelligence. It's a distinction with a very serious difference. Law enforcement is about investigating crimes. Something has happened. And now you need to investigate and find the perpetrators, gather the evidence so a case can be made, so the perpetrators can be held to account for their criminal activity. Counterintelligence is more along the lines of, we don't know if anybody's going to commit a crime, but we want to go out and spy and see if we can find anybody that might be on the path of maybe creating or starting or committing a crime. It's a huge distinction. No crime's yet been committed. Well, you might argue, well then, Michael, how do we prevent 9/11s? Well, you can prevent 9/11s if you actually pay attention to what you should pay attention to, and that's odd activity that might indicate some potential future criminal activity. But you don't need to spy on Americans to do that. You do that through observation. You do that through basic intel, public intelligence. I can't believe I'm going to use the phrase, but, see something, say something. I hate that phrase, but there is some element of truth to it. You see something odd, like, oh, I don't know. You get some people from foreign nationals that are here on student visas that are learning to fly airplanes, but they have no interest in learning how to land the airplanes. They only want to learn how to fly the plane. Well, in hindsight, that might be something that you would say, well, Michael, that's easy to detect. Really? How many people go to flight school only to learn how to fly a plane once it's in air? That should send up a flag to any flight instructor anywhere. Oh, you don't want to learn how to take off? No. I just want to know how to, if I'm ever on a jet, I'm on a Gulfstream, and, the pilots pass out, I want to know how to fly. Well, don't you want to learn how to land then? No, I just want to learn how to fly. Well, at some point you have to come down. Right now I just want to learn how to fly. That in and of itself ought to raise a red flag. So we create the FISA court that allows these kind of warrantless searches, or at least warrantless in the sense that you don't know about it. You're not presented with a warrant. And when you are presented with a FISA warrant, you can't tell anybody about it. You can't say anything to it. You can't, you really can't. You can't even, you're going to get a lawyer and fight it in the FISA court. Hard, if not all, virtually impossible to do. So what's the solution? Well, first, the obvious thing is, if you want to change the culture of any organization, all organizations are comprised of what? People. So you have to change the people. So first, FBI Director Christopher Wray and every single major department head within the FBI needs to be fired on day one. In fact, they need to be telescoping right now that that's what's going to happen. So if they want to, they can go ahead and resign because they know that come January 20th, boom, you're going to get your walking papers. And then second, the counterintelligence division needs to be eliminated. Just completely eliminated. Domestic terrorist threats are criminal in nature at their core, and you don't need a counterintelligence apparatus for domestic terrorism. You need a law enforcement agency. And the replacement appointments that Trump is going to make, they need to be what I refer to as disruptors. They need to be willing to break the china to create an entirely new culture. These are going to have to be incredibly strong individuals. Remember the story at the very beginning of the program about the person that had brain cancer? The person that they knew that they only had 3 weeks to live, that they were in their final days, and yet they persevered. You have to have that same kind of perseverance. That perseverance that says, I work for the President of the United States of America, and he wants to change the culture of this organization, and I'm going to fight the bureaucrats that cannot be fired. I'm going to fight them and make sure every single day that they're doing exactly what it is that we want done. And if they're doing anything else, then I will start the process to fire them too. It's going to take yeoman's effort to do that sort of thing. And when I say strong individuals, I mean strong individuals. And they can't have any previous ties to the FBI, period. And not necessarily law enforcement either. You can hire, for the upper management, I would argue that you really don't even need law enforcement officers. You need change agents. You need good managers. You need people who can hire people below them to be their assistants and their advisors. So then you can start bringing in law enforcement officers from other agencies around the country. The dismantling of this surveillance state is long overdue. You go all the way back to the Church Commission, all the way through and beyond the Patriot Act. We have created a security surveillance state bordering on a Stasi-like power structure that just tramples American civil liberties. The FISA court itself needs to be replaced. The abuses within the FISA court themselves are rampant, and Congress has done little to correct those abuses. All of which is to say that Trump has an enormous job ahead of him. The nomination of Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be the next Attorney General of the United States, is what I would call a good start. But she needs to be given free reign to bring in her people that will not just be loyal to her, but will be loyal to the president too, that are going to be change agents, that are going to be willing to, break to China, knock some heads. It, you know, lawsuits will fly, which is why I keep repeating this. Not everything's going to change on day one, but all the change is going to start on day one. And I think the FBI is one of the first places within the Department of Justice. Obviously, Pam Bondi is going to do that within DOJ. But I've just got a real bugaboo about this security surveillance state that we now live in. You know, there's one little thing that occurred or that I heard. It's been occurring for some time. But it hit the news pretty heavily over the Thanksgiving holiday. And if you don't believe that we live in a double standard security surveillance state where American citizens are treated one way and somebody else is treated another, well, then hang tight and I'll tell you about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And if you want to find all the other social media platforms, go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You can pull down the How to Listen tab. You'll find all the affiliates across the country. And on that same page, you'll see the social media icons for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the others. Click those and follow me there, too. But be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Have you ever stressed over cooking meat, chicken, or fish to just the right temperature? You're not alone. Each year, millions of meals are undercooked or overcooked, leading to potential health risks or dry, tasteless dishes. Many people aren't even sure what safe cooking temperatures really are. Introducing Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. With Chef IQ Sense, you'll know exactly when your meat, poultry, or fish has reached the USDA recommended temperature for safe, delicious results. No hovering, no worrying. The Chef IQ app guides you step by step. Simply set your desired doneness or select from our pre-selected USDA recommendations, and Chef IQ Sense's four precision sensors monitor the internal and ambient temperature, alerting you when it's time to flip or remove from heat. Cooking has never been this safe or easy. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at your local Costco or visit chefiq.com to make every meal a masterpiece.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
If
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we're talking about the dismantling of the surveillance security state by starting with the TSA. The FBI. I'm looking at a story about the TSA. So you probably now know where I'm headed. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, sometime in the fall, I forget exactly when it was, released a heavily redacted report revealing that Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, do not require any sort of ID before a criminal illegal alien, or just an illegal alien. And actually, criminal illegal alien is kind of redundant. But I mean criminal illegal alien in the sense that you can be an illegal alien, and yes, that is a crime, but you can also be an illegal alien that also has a criminal record. You can also be an illegal alien that happens to be on the terrorist watch list. But they're being allowed into the country without proper identification, and they're being allowed to fly within the country. So over the holiday week, I'm listening to a story, and I'm literally screaming at my television because it's talking about it. And again, this goes back to the creation of the Patriot Act, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, and the enactment of something called the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. Now, when you and I go to the airport, you know, this weekend is supposed to be a record number of people at airports. Well, if you happen to be going to an airport, you ought to look and find out where are the illegal aliens? Where are they boarding the plane? Because some airports have special lines for them. Because they're not required to show an ID. Now, you have to walk up, and you have to show a government-issued ID. You have to you don't have to, but you'll get a secondary screening. You have to subject yourself at many airports to facial recognition software. Now, I have yet to understand what this does in terms of protecting us from terrorists, because over here in another part of the airport, someone who's crossed into Texas into Texas illegally, let's say at Eagle Pass, and they have the Customs and Border Patrol, the CBP-1 app on their phone, oh, that's good enough. So you self-identified. It's not a government-issued ID. It's an app that you fill out. You put whatever name you want to in there, whatever age you want to, whatever country of origin you want to, whatever date of birth you want to, because there's no verification whatsoever. And you take that app and you show what you filled out, and that's good enough to go board an airplane. Now, I think IDs to board airplanes are stupid to begin with, but think about the double standard. You and I are, in essence, subjected to some sort of proctology examination in order to board an airplane because it's meant to make you feel safe. At the same time that over here in a little corner of the airport that nobody pays any attention to, people are boarding airplanes without proper ID, without a government-issued ID. And they're in the country illegal. illegally. So they're already in violation of federal law by being in the country illegally, and yet they're being allowed on airplanes. Now, let me make clear that if someone's on the terrorist watch list and they board an airplane, I'm not really so worried about them, and I'm not so worried about even an illegal alien boarding an airplane, because we've secured the cockpit doors. We know what the final result is. We know what the final plan is if a terrorist tries to hijack a plane. So nobody's going to allow that to happen. Nobody. Unless you're a beta male that's scared of your own shadow. Every male, in fact, probably many females on those planes, are going to do everything they can to stop those terrorists, and nothing's going to happen. They'll never make it into the cockpit. But that's not the point. The point is, we have one set of standards that subject you and I, that have all of the rights under the United States Constitution, to travel and to exercise our First Amendment rights, and those are being violated every time we're required to show an ID to simply travel from point A to point B. And I'm not talking about the airlines. The airlines, if they want to ask for ID to make sure I'm not giving away my ticket to somebody else, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But for a government agent to want to see my ID so that I can board a plane for which I've already entered into a contract of carriage with an airline to take me from point A to point B, that's between me and the airline. That's not between me and the government. But a double standard that allows someone in the country that's here illegally to board without an ID while I am required to submit an ID, just wrong. And it's an example of how the security surveillance state that we live under, that's started, I mean, it started before the Patriot Act, but the Patriot Act put it in high gear, and then the FBI created their counterintelligence unit, and they went in and started spying on Americans, and so they're spying on us, while people that probably should be spied on before they even get to this country are allowed to board airplanes. It's absolute insanity. But that's what's going on. Trump has, and again, I'm not saying he can't do it. I think that he can. I just want to caution everyone that all of these changes, like I've just discussed in this hour, are going to take a lot of time and a lot of heavy lifting. And we're going to have to stand behind him for the full 4 years plus that it will take to reverse the course of this country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
This new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump is creating a National Energy Council.
Its stated purpose is to establish U.S. energy dominance around the world, a key point in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more domestic oil to allies and to move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change. Their mandate will be to cut bureaucratic red tape, to enhance private sector investments, and focus on innovation instead of what Mr. Trump deems, quote, totally unnecessary regulation, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled Senate committees will begin holding hearings immediately on those Trump cabinet nominees. That's in early January, right after the 119th Congress is sworn in. That way, he says, they can start holding votes as soon as Donald Trump is sworn in on Inauguration Day.
And then we should go right in after President Trump takes his hands off the Bible and gives what I'm sure will be an excellent speech. We should go right back to the Senate chamber and start confirming those nominees.
Senator Cotton interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Officials in Erie County, New York, are warning there's a risk of extreme lake-effect snow in portions of the area.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
Erie County Executive Mark Palancar. There's been another food recall. The details from correspondent Shelley Adler.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. No illnesses were immediately reported. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Westlake Financial Group is not a law firm. Westlake Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Westlake Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Westlake Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Westlake a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Small business owners have had a mostly positive reaction to a judge's decision striking down an overtime rule that would have qualified more workers for overtime pay.
Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas blocked a new rule from the Biden administration that would have expanded access to overtime pay to millions more salaried workers across the U.S. Nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week, but many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Atlantic City is now getting a beach replenishment project. Business owners there have said is essential for visitors who've had little in the way of sand to relax on over the past couple of summers. And now work is underway thanks to a project by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to widen beaches in Atlantic City by pumping 1.2 million cubic yards of sand onto the shoreline. Breaking news at townhall.com. Libraries across the country are helping people get healthy.
It's more than just books. Libraries today offer fitness routines, cooking classes, even blood pressure monitors that can be checked out just like books. Libraries in Kansas City and Milwaukee are part of the American Heart Association's program, providing blood pressure stations or take-home kits. And nearly a dozen libraries in Central Texas receive training for various health efforts, including mental health and isolation. Jason Walker reporting.
Southwest Airlines is ending its cabin service earlier, starting next month, beginning on December 4th. The company spokesperson says flight attendants will begin preparing the cabin for landing at an altitude of 18,000 feet instead of 10,000 feet. It's making the changes to reduce the risk of in-flight turbulence injuries. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, live after the holidays. Glad to have you with me. So you know the rule of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, the number on your message app is 33103, 33103. You can tell me anything, ask me anything. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael. All right, let's get going. So the other thing that I heard while I was gone was this leaked, and I use the term leak somewhat loosely. Leaked audio of, and video too, of Vice President Kamala Harris. You know, remember, she's still Vice President. Just not to ruin your Thanksgiving, but to remind you that Joe Biden is still POTUS and Kamala Harris is still the Vice President. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that wonderful? But don't worry. I mean, we got what? How many days? 50 days or so till inauguration? What could possibly go wrong in the next 50 days? Nothing. I mean, so just sit back and watch the giant mushroom cloud. Anyway, they release this. They decide to have a phone call, a conference call. I mean, maybe they're having a Teams call like we have at IHART. And they're going to do a after action report. I don't know what they're doing. Well, I do know what they're doing. She's doing everything she possibly can to remain relevant after having lost to Donald Trump, the first president, I think, since Grover Cleveland to serve two terms, but not consecutively. And to come back in a way that's just, I mean, there's no way to count it except a landslide. I know in many states it was close, but when you look at the county by county map, and you see all those red counties versus the blue counties, and then you realize where those blue counties are, and then you look at the electoral college map, and you look at the popular vote. Yeah, this was a major, major victory. So John Morgan, who's one of the Democrat mega donors, thinks that the vice president and all of her campaign staff should literally be blackballed from politics in the future. So Morgan was talking with Chris Cuomo on News Nation and likened the Democrat presidential campaign burning through $1.5 billion through the 2024 race as something akin to the chaos in a Mad Max movie, suggesting the donor money had been legally stolen. In the interview, Cuomo, you'll hear it in just a second, Cuomo asked, do you think somebody stole the money? Well, maybe legally, says the mega donor, Mr. Morgan. He says, look, to me, you remember the movie Mad Max with everybody just doing whatever they wanted at the end of the world? Now, Morgan's the founder of Morgan & Morgan, a huge law firm. He goes on to explain before continuing that that's what happened here. All of a sudden, everybody's got the keys to the candy store. Ad buyers, talent, consultants. There's 100 days to do it, and the money just started pouring in. Now, I don't want to gloss over that sentence because I think many people don't understand how do you blow through $1.5 billion? Because now again, I live in a state that Trump was not going to win. So any national advertising that I happen to see would be if I was watching one of the cable channels and Trump or Harris had a campaign ad running on one of the, you know, on, let's say, CNBC or Fox Business or something. But that ad represents an ad that you see on television is like the tip of an iceberg. Go back to what Mr. Morgan said. All of a sudden, everybody's got the keys to the candy store. Ad buyers, talent, consultants. There's 100 days to do it, and the money just started pouring in. Think about an ad. You first have what, in the business, we call the creative. Somebody has to come up with the ad itself. Like, okay, what's the message? What are we trying to sell here? Are we trying to sell Jaguars? Because if we're trying to sell Jaguars, why don't we put a bunch of, I don't know, beta men in pom-pom outfits or something and never show a car and just have them do some little funky dance and then just put the word Jaguar at the end and everybody will know what we're talking about. That's a creative. I don't think that was a very good creative, but that was a creative. Well, that costs money. So the creative costs money. And now once the creative gets approved by somebody on the campaign staff, now that commercial has to be produced. What does that mean? Well, if you're going to have someone other than the candidate appear, you need actors. And preferably you want real actors. You don't want volunteers because, well, they, you know, that's going to take more time and more money and more effort, and you're going to have more cuts. So you want professional actors to be in the ad pretending to be your voters. Well, you got to pay them. And you probably have to pay them union scale. Then you have to find a time to actually do the production. So you've got to rent a studio somewhere. Or if you're going to do it outside, or you're going to do it with a green screen, whatever. But you're going to have to actually produce the commercial. So that takes money. Then you have to have all the consultants that are all around that. The consultants about the messaging, the consultants about the actors, the consultants about the candidate herself. What's she going to do? You know, what's she going to say? How's she going to dress? How's she going to look? You know, what angle? I mean, all of that takes place in all of the creative and in all the production of the ad. But the one part that nobody ever talks about are the ad buyers. Because the ad buyers make a boatload of money on those commercials. Because not only do they get paid by the campaign to go place the commercial, but then they get paid a commission when they sell the commercial. They're like your pharmacy benefit manager. You know, the medicine you're buying really costs about, let's say, 10 cents a pill. But by the time the pharmacy benefit manager gets involved, the pharmacy that's selling you the pill is selling you the pill instead of 10 cents a pill. They're selling it to you at $2 a pill, and the pharmacy benefit manager is pocketing, you know, $1.90. Well, that's what the ad buyer is doing too. And they're taking the money on both ends, from the campaign and from wherever they syndicate or sell the commercial. So that's what he means by the ad buyers. So it's pretty easy to blow through $1.5 billion. But he gets pressed hard regarding Kamala Harris's future in the Democrat Party. And surprisingly, he didn't hesitate at all. He went on to express his belief that she has no future. I think he might be master of the obvious, but you don't run for president of the United States and then just disappear and go away forever. Not someone like Kamala Harris, who's used to always getting her way and not really having to work very hard for it. So I would just give a warning to all of our listeners in California. Watch out, because she may be coming for you. Maybe she wants her old Senate seat back. So maybe when who do we have in the Senate from California? We got Adam Schiff, and he's the new one coming in. Who else do we have? I forget. But anyway, whoever's, maybe she'll come for a Senate seat, or maybe she'll come to run for governor. But Mr. Morgan told Cuomo this: I think this disqualifies her forever. If you can't run a campaign, you can't run America. The same thing is going to follow Harris for the rest of her career. She cannot be trusted with the money, and the donors are going to be like, yeah, where is this money? The anger in the Democrat donor group is amazing, absolutely amazing. But I want you to hear what she said and what he said. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, go over and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. And on your podcast app, subscribe to this podcast. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that on your podcast app, The Situation with Michael Brown, you hit subscribe, and that will give you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Get your ears ready. Kamala Harris and Mr. Morgan coming up next.
I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit, and I'm coming to you with an urgent message. In America, a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. Police response times have doubled, and if you dare defend yourself, our twisted legal system will probably put you behind bars while the criminal walks free. With the elections coming up, the USCCA has decided to give away a free concealed carry and family defense guide that's packed with insider tips and expert advice on safeguarding your home against potential threats. And they're giving away 6 chances to win $1,700 to invest in the self-defense or prepping equipment of your choice. Over 800,000 Americans who want to take responsibility for their family safety trust the USCCA to prepare them for the before, during, and after of a self-defense incident. So if you're serious about protecting your loved ones in today's world, text SAFE to 87222 to get your free guide and a chance to win $1,700 to buy the gear you need. Text SAFE to 87222 right now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Jansen Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Ben Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. The anger, as I said at the beginning, at the end of the last segment, the anger among the donor class and the Democrat Party is palpable. But it's not just directed at Kamala Harris. It's also drawing ire, are David Plouffe, the Obama World political consultant that served as a senior advisor on Kamala Harris's campaign, Jen Dillon, who is the Harris campaign manager, and Anita Dunn. Now, Anita Dunn, that name should sound familiar to many of you. She's the dark arts communications guru who took over the Future Forward Super PAC and is a big Barack Obama acolyte. So Mr. Morgan goes on News Nation with Chris Cuomo, and it goes like this.
John, I never heard anything like this before. Do you think somebody stole the money?
Well, maybe legally. All of a sudden, everybody's got the keys to the candy store. Ad buyers, talent, consultants, there's 100 days to do it. And the money started pouring in. Remember this, Chris. It wasn't pouring in for Harris. It was pouring in against Trump. And a lot of people got rich on the back of donors trying to stop Trump. And I think this disqualifies her forever. If you can't run a campaign, you can't run America. And that would be the argument just day one. I was at the White House for a dinner Friday night talking to a lot of people. And I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of whispering. There's a lot of names about who got paid this, who got paid that. Same thing is going to follow Harris for the rest of her career. She cannot be trusted with the money.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty strong. But that's also very truthful. It's something that I want you to remember. Because I encourage people to give money to candidates. I think that one way that you can show your support for a candidate is to give them $5. Now, $5 may not seem like a lot, but there's, you know, when you got 300 plus million Americans in the country and a certain percentage of them all give $5 and some give $5,000, some give $1 million, pretty soon it all adds up. But you want to know, and you have a right to know, that when you give money to a campaign, that money's going to be used wisely. Now, you may not agree with, maybe you don't like the commercial, or maybe you don't like somebody on the staff, or maybe you don't like an interview that somebody did, but it still takes money to run a campaign. And that's why I believe that the McCain-Feingold Act. John McCain, God rest his soul, what a dirtbag. And Feingold from, I forget, Wisconsin, Minnesota, wherever Feingold was from, that put these limits on campaign contributions. Because I do believe that a campaign contribution is speech. And when I give money to a campaign, I'm exercising my First Amendment right by giving somebody, you know, $5 or $250 or $500. I'm exercising my First Amendment right, and I'm supporting them because I want them to get their message out. And I want to get there. I want them to use that money to get their message out however they need to. If that's, you know, paying for some jet fuel, if that's paying to part of a lease for an aircraft so the candidate can fly around, if that's paying for paper clips or a stapler, I don't care because I know campaigns cost money. But I don't think there ought to be limits on money. If I want to give, let's say that I want to give, if I could, I want to give $5 million to somebody running for governor in Colorado. And if I had $5 million to give, and there was somebody that I thought could a good conservative Republican that could turn this state around, I would give them $5 million. I just think that the campaign should be required by law to disclose that Michael Brown gave $5 million to the Joe Blow campaign for governor in Colorado campaign. Now, why do I think it should be disclosed? Because I think we should be able to know who's funding campaigns. And I think a campaign ought to be required to disclose that because that might influence somebody else to give some money, and guess what else it might do? Yep, you know, because I know this comes as a shock to you because I know that you all love and adore me. But there are some people who actually hate my guts. I know that's hard to believe, but there are people who actually hate my guts. And if they found out that I gave $5 million to Joe Blow to run for governor in Colorado, they might go, oh, yeah, well, really? Then I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to give his opponent $7 million or $10 million. But don't limit me on how much money I can give. Just disclose it. The other thing that I think is going on is I think within the Democrat Party itself, including the Democrat National Committee, that they're doing everything they can to keep her from running. So they had this conference call with the donors, and it didn't go well. And they released part of the video. If you haven't seen this video, you need to go look it up. I'm not saying she's drunk. I'm not saying she was drinking. I'm not saying she's on Xanax. I'm not saying she's on Valium. Maybe she's just super tired. But my gosh.
And I know this is an uncertain time. I'm clear-eyed about that. I know you're clear-eyed about it. And it feels heavy. And I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you. Look, this mission that we have, it takes hard work. But as you've heard me say many times, we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work can be joyful work. And in doing our work, we will remain committed.
Work, 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 work. Still word salad. Still nothing but word salad. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think she's done. And I think the Mack truck hit her pretty hard. T-boned her pretty hard. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Have you ever
ever stressed over cooking meat, chicken, or fish to just the right temperature? You're not alone. Each year, millions of meals are undercooked or overcooked, leading to potential health risks or dry, tasteless dishes. Many people aren't even sure what safe cooking temperatures really are. Introducing Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. With Chef IQ Sense, you'll know exactly when your meat, poultry, or fish has reached the USDA recommended temperature for safe, delicious results. No hovering, no worrying. The Chef IQ app guides you step by step. Simply set your desired doneness or select from our pre-selected USDA recommendations, and Chef IQ Sense's four precision sensors monitor the internal and ambient temperature, alerting you when it's time to flip or remove from heat. Cooking has never been this safe or easy. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at your local Costco or visit chefiq.com to make every meal a masterpiece.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So let's go back for a moment to the campaign. Because the knives are out. Congressman Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, she's now calling Vice President Harris's decision to embrace the backing of former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney, calling it, remember, he was, the little perspective. You know, Dick Cheney, I'm no fan of Dick Cheney. I may have worked in the Bush administration, but I was no fan of Dick Cheney. His staff, they were wonderful people, good people. But Dick Cheney himself was a, I can't say it on air. He was an ass. He was reviled by Democrats as the architect of the 2003 Iraqi war. And indeed, I think that's a legitimate moniker to put on him. He really was the architect of that war. And his daughter, Liz Cheney, the former congressman from Wyoming, Ilhan Omar says, courting the support of her was a significant error. Now, I want you to stop and just think about this for a moment. So, Dick Cheney is, you know, the devil incarnate. He's responsible for, you know, he's a war criminal, according to Democrats. Absolute war criminal. And Liz Cheney, his daughter's no better. She's been described as a war criminal. But suddenly the Democrats are embracing, well, I shouldn't say Democrats, suddenly the Harris campaign is embracing them. You see, their embracing of the Cheneys was not about anything about advancing their vision for America. It wasn't at all about anything to do with the economy, inflation, immigration, anything. Why would you embrace someone that you think is responsible, that you believe, as a Democrat, that you believe is responsible for the death of millions of people, that you believe is a war criminal, whose daughter doesn't fall far from the tree, is as bad as her father? Why would you embrace them? Because their whole campaign was based on Trump bad, Harris good. Trump Hitler, Trump fascist, Trump Nazi, Trump whatever. So let's run over here because here are a couple of Republicans that don't like Donald Trump. So let's embrace them. Let's get them on the campaign. What message does that send to Democrats? What message does that send to independents? Or for that matter, even disaffected Republicans. What message does that send to anyone who's concerned about the economy, about our place in international affairs, about immigration and the totally screwed up border that even Democrats are beginning to admit, yeah, I think maybe we messed that up big time. It says that the only thing you're running for is against Donald Trump. You just want to beat Donald Trump. You just want power for the sake of power. So Ilhan Omar, a member of the progressive, I would say Marxist congressional faction known as the Squad, said that Kamala Harris's late attempt to win over Republicans was a huge misstep. I think it was desperation. The Somali-born congresswoman contends that by openly campaigning with the Cheneys, that Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, I had his name here in my notes, and I just hadn't thought about Tim Walz for a while. Wonder what he's up to. Wonder how's thing. How was his Thanksgiving, I wonder. There, the embracing of the Cheneys further alienated this pro-Palestinian uncommitted movement. Remember that group of people? According to Omar, that likely cost the nominee, state of Michigan, where the Uncommitted Movement held considerable influence. The Uncommitted Movement chose to withhold its backing from Kamala Harris because of their dissatisfaction with the Biden-Harris government's approach to the Gaza conflict. You know, the same conflict that they couldn't, that Joe Biden really couldn't seem to do much about, and suddenly Donald Trump gets elected, and suddenly Hezbollah and Hamas are all like, you know, let's try to work out a ceasefire. And Joe Biden tries to take credit for it. That's the power of someone like Donald Trump, who simply by taking strong, unequivocal, solid positions, I support Israel, period. And they have a right to defend themselves, period. And I'll give them whatever they need to defend themselves, period. And what does the enemy do? Suddenly the enemy's like, you want to talk about ceasefire? You see what we can do here? That's peace through strength right there. That's truly Reagan-esque. But back to Ilhan Omar. So Michigan has a really substantial Arab and Muslim community, and they were voicing their concerns over the perceived lack of accountability placed on Israel for what they believe was this ongoing violence, what they actually called genocide. An absolute bastardization of the word. Well, Ilhan Omar highlighted Cheney's name as being synonymous with the war itself, trying to get younger generations to tie Dick Cheney to what was going on with Hamas. As part of their efforts to appeal to disenchanted, I guess, Republican voters, they prominently featured Liz Cheney's endorsement. The same Liz Cheney that was overwhelming. She was beaten like a stepchild in Wyoming. Talk about getting hit by a Mack truck. Liz Cheney was run over by a complete convoy of Mack trucks in Wyoming. And yet they embraced her, thinking they were going to get who? When you do some sort of autopsy on the Harris-Walz campaign, you realize that, and I go back to myself, and I think, I was never with either this audience or my weekday audience. I never, and I really hate to admit this, and I think I didn't admit it to the audience at the time because there was still that little bit of doubt in my mind. But in my gut, I believed that Trump was going to win. But I just couldn't bring myself to admit that it was really going to happen because totally irrational, but one, I didn't want to jinx it. And two, I just kept thinking that the Democrat machine would kick in and the unions and everybody would coalesce around Kamala Harris at some point and they would pull out all the stops, including all the lawfare and everything else, and it would work against Trump. What I didn't realize was how disaffected not Republicans were, but how disaffected the Democrats were. I go back and think about all of the things that I talked about, not just on this program, but during the weekday program too. All the problems internationally, domestically, all the problems with the functioning of the government or the dysfunction of the government. The economy, inflation, everything that I kept pointing out. There were times when I thought, well, I was just preaching to the choir, that you knew those things. What I didn't realize the extent of was the disaffection that Democrats felt too, and they were beginning to draw a causal link between the Marxist policies of the Biden-Harris administration and all the problems in the economy and all the problems in the border. You go back and think about what Doug Ducey, the former governor of Arizona, did, what Governor Abbott, the current governor of Texas, did in terms of making every city a border city, every sanctuary city in the country a border city, every state a border state. That was having an effect on Democrats as much as it was on Republicans. And now Ilhan Omar is looking and doing her postmortem and basically saying this, I look back on the campaign, your embrace of the Cheneys, particularly in Michigan, was a horrible mistake. And she emphasized that the personal engagement demonstrated by Donald Trump, who met with Dearborn's Democrat mayor, actually influenced the outcome there. All politics is retail. All politics is local. And it was those kinds of things that Trump was doing that was not reflected in the polls. And in fact, the polls, I'm ashamed to say, are what kept me thinking that they kept having that little bit of doubt that maybe what I felt in my gut wasn't really true. Well, exactly what were the polls doing and how bad were the polls? Stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you want to send me a text message on your message app. The number is 33103, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Just start your question or your comment with either Mike or Michael, either one. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Those stupid polls. Next.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
November is National Running Safety Month, and Faber, the number one pepper spray brand, has essential tips to help keep you safe. Like, try running in groups to increase safety and motivation, and never go running alone without Faber Pepper Gel. Pepper Gel has an LED hand strap to boost your visibility to oncoming traffic. Experience more freedom and confidence as you run with Faber. Find Faber Pepper Gel at Walmart, Target, and Lowe's, or visit SaberRed.com and use code RADIO for 20% off.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one treat. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, bucking by the river.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, it was confession time last segment. That I always had this gut feeling that Trump was going to win, but I couldn't bring myself to really kind of brag about it or project it on air very much because I was always worried that the polls might be somewhat right. And if the polls were that close, that Democrats would get out the vote and the unions would eventually, particularly the teacher unions, maybe not so much the auto workers, and the cheating would continue. And that would put Harris over the edge, ever so slightly, but over the edge. But for the third straight election cycle now, public opinion polling once again underestimated support for Donald Trump. And that resulted in a significant polling error once again. I guess third time's a charm. I guess I finally learned. The left-wing Guardian newspaper, based in the United Kingdom, they saw their U.S. national polling average error by 3 points, with 99% of the vote in the presidential election counted. That error alone was fairly consistent with the polling misrepresentation of Trump in the past two presidential election cycles by The Guardian itself. The Guardian's polling appears to have been thrown off by the inclusion of several polls that were viewed as outliers by other websites that would aggregate public polling. Now, according to the aggregate, the polls predicted a similar but slim lead for Harris, with 48% of the vote to Trump's 47%. How many times did we hear that? It was 48 to 47. But as the election results stand now, Trump's won a majority of the popular vote at around 50%. Harris coming in at 48%. But then you get to the key swing states, because remember, we don't do a national election. We do 50 separate state elections. There, the polling inaccuracies were a little more varied. In states like Georgia, polls were very aligned closely with the results. But then you go out to Arizona, a discrepancy of 4 percentage points is in those polls. Now, interestingly, when looking at individual pollsters regarding the national popular vote, Richard Barris and Big Data Poll were the most accurate pollsters of the entire cycle. They saw only a 0.1% error from the final popular vote results. The Wall Street Journal, their error was only 0.4%. While Atlas Intel, all of these polls I quoted during the campaign, Atlas Intel, the most accurate pollster of the 2020 cycle, was off by only 0.5%. The New York Times Siena poll, which I've never trusted before, was just 0.6% off. Rasmussen, off by just 0.8%. But then conversely, pollsters like Maris, Morning Consult, Quinnipiac, they saw significant polling errors. And their inclusion in some aggregates likely resulted in the third straight miss on support for President-elect Trump. So what are we to learn? I think we already know what the lesson that we need to learn. As I've said a bazillion times, polls prior to, and particularly during the heat of a campaign, are generally not designed to reflect public opinion, but to direct public opinion, to guide public opinion, to either discourage or encourage, depending on what the polls are showing. I still believe that, and I'll always believe that. Although some of these that were close, New York Times, Siena, Rasmussen, Wall Street Journal, Atlas Intel, they were so close that I have to give them credit for being close. But then the broader polls, they get a lot of coverage. Marist, Morning Consult, Quinnipiac. Everybody cites Quinnipiac. They had huge polling errors. Much like we no longer really do exit polling, campaigns will always do their own internal polling. And they pay pollsters to do very significant and accurate polling for them. But I think in terms of the national media, I think it's time for us to do the same thing that we're doing to MSNBC and CNN and all the rest of them. Just tank their ratings by just learning to ignore the polls, which I know is hard to do. Don't get me wrong. I understand it's hard to do. And it's hard to do because they're in your face the entire campaign. But in hindsight, for the third straight time now, we realize that they're really probably just trying to guide opinion, not reflect opinion. And I think there's something else going on, too, which may or may not appear, because Trump won't be on a ballot anymore. This is the last time that Trump will appear, that Donald Trump will appear on a ballot. Barron Trump, who knows? But Donald Trump Sr. will not appear on a ballot again. So maybe the pollsters have learned their lesson. Maybe pollsters will more accurately reflect what people are really thinking. But then they're going to have to figure out a way to actually conduct the polls. How many of you in this audience have ever responded to a poll? Raise your hand. That's what I thought. I don't know. As broad of a sphere of influence that I have, as many people as I know all across the country, I don't know of one single person, not one, out of the thousands of people that I know, I don't know one single person who's ever been polled. Which is not surprising when you look at some of the sample sizes. You know, they've sampled 2,000 people. Well, 2,000 people out of 350-some million Americans is a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage. So their methodologies are going to have to change. I never answer my cell phone. First of all, half the numbers that do show up, my carrier shows scam likely, or unknown caller, or not in your contacts. So I'm not answering. You want to talk to me? Leave a message. I'll decide whether or not I want to talk to you. They're going to have to figure out new methodologies to reach people. And if they can't figure out new methodologies to reach people, then perhaps they ought to just give it up. Just give up the ghost. Kind of like MSNBC and the cables are kind of giving up the ghost because, well, like MSNBC's ratings are down like, you know, in excess of 50% because nobody's listening. Well, when it comes to polls, nobody's answering. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Don't forget to send me text messages. The message app, the number is 33103. To start your message with either Mike or Michael, hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit, and I'm coming to you with an urgent message. In America, a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. Police response times have doubled, and if you dare defend yourself, our twisted legal system will probably put you behind bars while the criminal walks free. With the elections coming up, the USCCA has decided to give away a free concealed carry and family defense guide that's packed with insider tips and expert advice on safeguarding your home against potential threats. And they're giving away 6 chances to win $1,700 to invest in the self-defense or prepping equipment of your choice. Over 800,000 Americans who want to take responsibility for their family safety trust the USCCA to prepare them for the before, during, and after of a self-defense incident. So if you're serious about protecting your loved ones in today's world, text SAFE to 87222 to get your free guide and a chance to win $1,700 to buy the gear you need. Text SAFE to 87222 right now.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.